still very weak. We're enjoying the polished and talented winter in the realm of polar science. The marvelous and amazing bush of death.
A voice known and heard the world over. Up the far western end of South Africa, Cape Morrison Station. That is four interesting are outnumbered by tens of thousands of seals. Penguins were just under a very small I'll ask you about that case for me in a bit. The night merges into sunset. The time to drop them there. Except in your wildest dreams.
This is a message from Belgium to my cousin Marine Campbell. The first of all, I wish all of you a great time on the island. Enjoy and thanks for all the work you
have
done. Marine, c'est dire que je pense à toi depuis la première fois. Tu me trouves super bien et tu vois plein de belles choses. Tu me manques.
Grand bisous.
Salut.
Marine, une fois.
Vous te fais tout?
Une fois, je te fais tout. On va pas te dire où est-ce que tu veux.
Oh, oui.
De la part des Dédébou.
Oui, et Adélie.
Des fans en déperdition. Forever.
Avec
le
chino. Vous êtes bien plus. We're trying to get down to the trust. It's new winter day, the shape of the
plane.
Hey! And I'm going to try to get across.
If you remember to bring your team, happy new winter day. Celebration day.
Image of greater consciousness.
So,
music characteristics of our species is their extraordinary effects of fragmentation, the story of the burden.
Hey, hello, I am calling you to organize the delivery of Dublin to Paris. I want him fluffy, very sweet, but not too big. Merci beaucoup. See you soon.
This is Brad Everall. I'm always on the way home.
Hello, this is Philip Brown, speaking to you from sunny Sun. Let me show you that the sun really is shining up here.
And that exists in Ethiopia.
It's on your way. So congratulations on all you have done during the last few months and will do before it's fully back with you. You really are very, very important, you know, to all of us who care about the fight for the climate. The facts which you are uncovering are invaluable, and they have had an effect. My feeling is that the world really is waking up to the dangers that we have inflicted on it, and at the basis of it all are the facts which you are getting. Thank you on behalf of all of us who care for the planet.
Sir David Attenborough and the new research ship that bears his name will be coming next year to bring supplies and offer some of you a home passage. This is the Antarctic Media Podcast coming to you from the BBC World Service in London. Next, a message from the director of the British Antarctic Survey, Professor James Hansen. Hello to you, wherever you are wintering in Antarctica. I know that you'll be celebrating well with the dinner, exchange of gifts that you've made personally, which is amazing, and usually with some really fun interaction with others across the continent. I remember some really good movies being made, needless to say. Siberian dream beetle will be thinking of you, and hurrah, hurrah, this will be return of the Midwinter Bar 2 that we've made the last couple of years. This is the anniversary of 60 years of back in Antarctica, and I think during that time we have been some amazing achievements. In science, I think now we really are beginning to understand how climate change is affecting all parts of the continent and of the ecosystem, and it's certainly speeding up, I think. So that's the real focus of science these days. And in operations, we've been really, really busy. So if you're sitting in Bird Island, you will be next to the new building. The Sir David Attenborough, of course, is a major achievement, and if you're in KUP, you will be benefiting from the new wall that was built because the ship is so large, you have to move the new wall. In Rotherham, a new wall. And of course, a big activity at the moment in Rotherham is the building of the new Discovery Science Corp building. Here in Cambridge, we're able to visit the Discovery building now by virtual reality. So when we had an open day, I put the virtual reality headset on and I had an incredible tour around the building. And I'm sure I'll never ever be able to stand on the roof of the Discovery building in real life. In virtual reality, it was quite an amazing experience. Even the aircraft still replaced the Dash 7, which is getting a little bit old. So it's all very busy at the moment. So I just want to say thanks to you all, for venturing down in our stations, for all the support you are providing that. There's times there are a few other troubles in the world. It's really great that Antarctica is there for a continent because of science. I hope that you all have really great celebrations in this special midwinter day and that you particularly enjoy the messages from home. So happy midwinter day from us all here in Bath, and just have a great time. Dean Francis, director of the British Antarctic Survey. Now we're going to have and say hello to the 22 scientists and support staff at Rotherham on the Antarctic. Rotherham is the largest research station in Cape. Pete Stanton, you've spent 2 winters off as a diving officer. Is there much you can do in the winter when the sea is frozen?
Well, yes, when the conditions are right, we can cut a hole in the ice for quite a large time. We put on dry suits and keep on lookout for any kind of predators and
is it dangerous? You mentioned predators.
Everything we do has a lot of danger, but I think it's safer than almost any motorway or large road.
Is it quite clear under there?
It's wonderful. I would say it feels like flying because the ice above you is sort of uneven grey clouds and the water is so clear that you can see almost as far as you can see.
Yeah.
And it's just a whole range of blues that I've never experienced before.
Not claustrophobic or anything, thinking that you're not a meter thick above you.
Not for me. I just find it captivating. See some icebergs under the ice and some things, some sights that you just never really get to experience otherwise in the world.
What science are you collecting? What are you achieving under the ice?
So most of the science we achieve under the ice is continuing some of the ongoing steps that have been going on for several years. We were collecting some other buildings that took us back to Cambridge for some research and studies. The other buildings come here, different scientists come down, marine biologists that are overwintering, and they have their own projects. And so those projects might require diving throughout the winter season.
What sounds do you hear?
We hear a lot of crackling. The ice cracks in there and it's very much alive. It feels like the ice has its own activity and behavior. So you hear the ice cracking and crackling at times. I've been fortunate enough to hear seals in the distance, I think, before, and an interesting sort of humming noise. The red old seals I've heard sounded like a 75-pound seal. It was the kind of sound.
How are conditions changing?
I'd like to think that the world understands at this point how dramatic climate change is and how much it's changing the world that we live in. I have to say that for me down there, it really hit home when I could see the ice cliffs across from my office collapse. And then a couple of years later, the same ice cliff collapsed again. And I know there hasn't been enough snow in the meantime to make up for that change. Glaciers are receding at a rate where in 4 years down there, not quite sure.
Kate,
I'm sorry. Can you call it? penguins themselves usually have rather a weak season after they left the colony. And they came for a swim. So they they come out of the bath. And you can smell them. So you can see krill.
Hello, this is British Report Tim Peake, and this is a message for everybody in the British Antarctic Survey who's overwintering for a happy midwinter's day. I know what it's like to be isolated and away from home and family. It's understandable.
Nice.
No email, no phone calls. So enjoy your midwinter's day. Enjoy watching the sun. Enjoy the spectacular view of the night sky and the sun. It must be incredible down there on the island. Good luck, everybody, for what you're doing. Come home safely.
Find us with our and messages for those of us who have been to the station. A new chance to song Do It, Try It from the band name The Sparkles Galaxy, MAGC. Do it!
Hi, folks. Mum and Dad here. Only to think of you in the snowy dark of the southern hemisphere.
We're flooding ourselves here
under a parasol,
a bacon tube. If you look very carefully, you might just be able to hear the waves lapping against the shore. Well, we'll start getting your mother another pina colada. Lots of love for all the family.
Delta Alpha Delta calling Joe Player Robert.
Happy midwinter day, son.
Alongside your favourite backing track, we want to take this opportunity to tell you how proud we are of you, how much we all miss you, and how much we love you.
Today we will turn to war for the great way to offer you the mentality.
Stay warm and return to your loved ones safely.
Take care of them
and keep them generators running.
Love from me, Wendy G,
your mum,
Emily Josh
Rosie, Sarah, Dan and Willa.
This recording is for Louis Day. Come home safely. All the men. Dad.
Happy midwinter, Lou. Dad, you're having an amazing time. If you can get that wooden hat on that massive hair to go. Miss it up. Lots of love. Bye, Lou.
This is a message from Mark Porter for his mum. Have a great winter. Miss you loads. Dad will be so proud of you. I know he will be in your thoughts. So raise a glass. Take care. I say. Looking forward to having you home. Love, love. Uncle John sends his love. And he'll have a time with you when you get home.
Hiya. Mum and Dad.
You're
welcome. Big club. Test them. Big Ricky. To help you celebrate, we're going to have a drink with you. Cheers.
That's good. Don't remember.
May go out that
hat. Have a good one, son. Big club. Then Mum and Dad.
Hello, big brother. I wouldn't put some gold, you know, I wouldn't want to be in the city, which is just a bit of throwing down.
Happy midwinter.
My phone at school thinks you must be the coolest handyman ever, but I love that you're out there and having a good winter. Please keep the penguins coming. They are amazing and always have to be amazing. This is just a bit of a song, but that seems to make you run away from the room screaming with your hands over your head and stop. That's cool. Very interesting. Keep on smiling. It makes you look like a complete. Complete.
Because
Georgia,
of course,
I can't believe the
instrument is behind me. This is the Georgia, this is from Dad. Happy midwinter, George. Enjoy yourself. Poor of you. Make sure your feet don't hang out at the end of the bed at night.
Not the same old in the restaurant. We'll be there, George. Can't cry, see you soon. Bye.
Your belief, how difficult it is to look up there. So, rest you well, and say have a fabulous time, and try to think something with these, but we love you lots. Have a fabulous day. Take care. Be cool. See you next year.
course, brother. May the mead flow freely on this day.
Well, Sam, all the best for the Arctic winter. Can't wait to see you next year. All the best. Take care. Bye for now.
Hi, Uncle Daddy.
Love you.
This is a message for Jonathan Witherspoon and his mum, wishing you a very happy winter and that you are enjoying every single moment of this experience. I'm so very proud of you and love you.
And I miss.
Have you not from your big sister? Forward to seeing you when you come back. Going up higher.
Hi, this is a message for Stuart Manor from Ali and
Annabelle.
Hi, Stu and your glorious friends. Should be having an amazing time. We'll miss you. Looking forward to seeing you next year. And we're so proud of you.
For the birthday, lots of love from your family in sunny South Wales.
Hi, Stu. Miss you lot. Love you lot.
Hello, Hannah. Happy Midwinter's Day. Love you, Mum.
Hi, Hannah. This is Mum. Happy Midwinter's Day.
Love you, Mum.
Happy Midwinter's Day from Dad.
Happy Midwinter's Day from Satan.
And baby Eva.
It's a Jen. Did you know France's national animal is the artichoke?
It's not technically an animal, but there was a mixture of Yehuda Shores in 1898, and now they're still sort of a national animal.
Also, did you know every single French person is named Jack?
Every single one.
Apart from the ones I've recently used.
Right, so, it's Lisa here, just to let you know while the show celebrates.
I'm having a
birthday, so it's here.
Hi Phil, how you doing? Hope you're well. Everyone here is feeling well. We're all thinking of you in the cold, horrible weather. I'm going to Thailand, so I'm going to go on the beach for a week or two.
That's all right.
Lots of love. See you later. Bye.
Happy winter is nice and the entire winter in peace. Hope you guys are having an amazing winter. I'm not getting caught out with all of any of the dessert. I hope you don't miss the sun too much. Be back soon as anything.
I'm acting like it's paper right now.
I wish you were better. And we'll go see.
Lisa! Did you have it on the bed?
Happy Winter's Day.
Happy Winter's Day, Mum.
Missing you lot.
Love you lot, too.
Love you lots, Mum.
Hi, Matt. Mum, hope you're having a good time. Happy Winter's Day.
Love you, Mum. Miss you. See you soon.
Hi, Matt. It's Dad.
Hope you're having a lovely time. Look at the pictures. I think they're great. See you soon.
Hi Matt, it's take 32. We're up in time in Antarctica. I'll see you in a year.
Hey Matt, come for me.
Grandpa.
Here's Matt.
Lots of love, Mum and Grandad. See you soon.
Angus didn't go to Iceland, he went the other way. Now he's living with the penguins annoying Val all day. He loves to drive big tractors when the weather's nice and sunny, but now he's in Antarctica, the weather's not that funny. But even though he's miles away, he's always in our hearts.
We think of him when we look outside and also when we fart.
We are sadly missing birthdays and other family stuff, but we're very proud of what you're doing. Come home when you've had enough. Love, Mum, Dad, and you. Bye.
Hi, Louise. It's Eve, Ben, Mum and Dad.
Hi, Louise. It's Eve. Mum and Dad. Thank you.
Hi, son. Hope you're having a great time and enjoying your celebration.
Hi, Matthew. Put your hands between for state celebration.
Hello, Matthew. Hope you're enjoying the snow. Hopefully not moving back to the best of me.
Hi, Matthew. Happy good winter. Hope you mind losing Christmas surprise and last night. Just to confirm, I'm not being darling.
We all miss you. Take care from Dad.
Mum, and the rest of your family and friends.
Matthew Jackson, a rubber and a car. Wishing you a happy midwinter's day. Hope to see you later in the year.
This is Matthew Johnson from the night.
Have a great time today. Live your life. Enjoy your time. Have fun with everybody else.
This is a message for Joe Cole at Rotherham Station from all her family and
we miss you very much and hope that you're having a wonderful winter in our family.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi,
Jerry. Hope you enjoy the time out there and getting some good skiing.
Thank you.
Hi, Jerry.
We
both
miss you now. We can't wait to come home and see you listening to her, auntie. Say bye to Jack.
Bye. Bye.
A big hello for Alice Tennant from back.
Hey,
Mum.
Hello.
Well,
thank you
for sending us for a visit, Jerry. A special hello from your sisters, Lucy, Anna, and Ray.
We're quite often get asked to coordinate to when we're
And to our special message.
Hello everybody, Jess and Ben Kate here, and I just want to wish you well for this midwinter. I hope you're all doing fine and enjoying the experience. Thank you so much for being here in the cold and the dark. It's such important work and much appreciated. I was actually lucky enough to visit the Antarctic Peninsula and go for a very epic before going on to South Georgia. I've actually never felt happier than me at dawn, even though I was so far away. I hope that you can still get in here with lots of drinks and lots of fun. And I will be waving a glance to each and every one of you. Thank you.
Thank you from all of us. As you pass me into the long Antarctic, and I will be thinking of you while we snap on your sunscreen at the web in the day. Anyway, don't worry, the sun will return to the frozen continent in the summer. Just like me and our studio guests, just dancing to join everyone in wishing a happy midwinter to all 32 of you at UK Research Station. Everyone else in Antarctica supporting the Pacific World 27 other nations, and to all our listeners in slightly warmer parts of the world. Happy midwinter.
Happy midwinter and happy Easter.
Martin Redford and is a Boston Media production for BBC World Service.